KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms and a high around 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, an update to a story we brought to you yesterday at noon. Officials of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office say two people have been arrested following suspicious activity, a high-speed chase, and a crash. Authorities say at around 9:20 a.m. Monday, the Sheriff's Office in Shelby County received a call regarding suspicious activity on 900th Street between Oak Road and Orange Road on the southeast side of the county. The person calling indicated that a male and female had been observed outside their vehicle on 900th Street acting strangely. Deputies of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office went to investigate and saw a dark-colored car speed away at a high rate of speed. Deputies pursued the vehicle eastbound on 900th Street to Quince Road. The vehicle then continued northbound on Quince, crossing Highway 44, with speeds at times reaching 100 miles per hour. The suspect vehicle reached the T-intersection of Quince Road and Nishnan Road and crashed into the north ditch, coming to rest on its top. Both of the suspects got out of the vehicle and ran north on foot into a cornfield. Additional officers from the Harlan Police Department, Ottoman County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol responded to the scene to assist in the search, and a one-mile perimeter was set up around the crash site in order to contain the suspects. The Omaha Police Department was also asked to provide their helicopter, Able 1, which responded along with the Harlan Police Department's K-9 unit, and together were able to locate the suspect several hours later in a culvert. The two suspects, identified as 28-year-old T.J. LeBall of Council Bluffs and 25-year-old Brittany Finken of Harlan, were taken into custody several hours later in the culvert, and they were brought to the Shelby County Jail. Now, LeBall faces a charge of carrying a concealed weapon, manner of conveyance of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and five traffic violations. His bond has been set at $2,000. Brittany Finken was charged also with carrying a concealed weapon, manner of conveyance of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and her bond was set at $2,000. The Harlan Fire Department and Medevac Ambulance assisted at the scene. The head of the union that represents the largest share of state employees was in southwest Iowa Monday, meeting with workers who were being laid off from the state-run mental health institute in Clarinda. AFSCME Council 61 President Danny Homan says his message to the 53 employees serving their last 2 days is simple.
I'm very sorry that the governor has chosen to take this action. I believe not only has he violated the collective bargaining agreement by his actions of laying everyone off effective the end of the day, June 30th, but I also believe that he is in violation of a state law, and we will take the appropriate action and attempt to fix this situation.
That's the strongest hint yet that Homan's union will be a part of a lawsuit challenging the governor's call to shut down Clarinda's Mental Health Institute as well as the one in Mount Pleasant. Homan says this situation is different than the one his union faced in Toledo with the shutdown of the Iowa Juvenile Home. AFSCME filed a lawsuit in that case that went all the way to the Iowa Supreme Court, but the court did not rule in the union's favor and the order that the home be reopened.
I believe what the Supreme Court said is the issue was moot because there was no funding appropriated for the Toledo Juvenile Home. That's not the case here. Funding has been approved by the Iowa legislature for both the Clarinda and the Mount Pleasant MHIs. I believe that is, I hope that is a significant enough difference to where the outcome will be different if in fact this gets in front of the Supreme Court again.
Homan says despite the disruption to the affected workers and the economic hit to Clarinda, the real losers in this case are the patients.
The real losers in this process are the citizens of the state of Iowa, the citizens of southwestern Iowa, who no longer have a facility to take someone who is having a chronic episode of a mental health issue.
Homan says Iowa lags behind other states in mental health care options, and the absence of replacement community-based services will only worsen the situation. Clarinda's MHI has offered care to elderly patients with a mental illness who are too frail or violent to be cared for in a private facility like a nursing home. Mount Pleasant's MHI has had residential treatment program for patients with a dual diagnosis of a mental illness and a substance abuse problem. Police in Creston are investigating an incident of vandalism that was reported this morning. Officials say a woman told police that someone shot the windshield of her car with a BB gun twice while the vehicle was parked behind the Elms Club at 108 North Elm in Creston. The incident happened sometime between 10 p.m. Monday and 1:50 a.m. today. The damage was estimated at $300. No serious injuries were reported following a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday night in Audubon County. The sheriff's office said yesterday a car driven by 16-year-old Sidney Joe Obermeyer of Audubon was traveling south on Jay Avenue around 11:30 p.m. Saturday when she lost control of the vehicle near 180th Street, which is about a mile northeast of Audubon. The car entered the east ditch and rolled over at least once before coming to rest. Obermeyer and her passenger, 16-year-old Claire Elizabeth Olson of Audubon, both refused medical treatment at the scene. Obermeyer was charged with failure to maintain control. A teenager from Shelby County was injured during an accident Friday afternoon in Audubon County. The sheriff's office reports 17-year-old Olivia Elaine Robinson of Harlan was transported from the scene at Highways 71 and 44 in Hamlin to the Audubon County Hospital by Audubon Fire and Rescue. Two other people involved in the crash refused medical treatment at the scene. The accident happened when Robinson, who was traveling west on Highway 44, stopped at the intersection as she pulled away from the stop sign after waiting for traffic to pass and a semi-truck from the west to leave the stop sign. She continued through the intersection. Her 2010 Chevy Malibu was hit on the right rear side by a southbound 2008 Pontiac Grand Prix being driven by 30-year-old Megan Marie Bonney of Dedham. The impact caused Robinson's vehicle to be thrown into the path of an eastbound 2008 Saturn Aura driven by 56-year-old Diana Gail Morrow of Audubon. The Malibu hit the Saturn on the left front corner. Robinson's car hit the Saturn on the left rear side, flipped, and came to rest on the driver's side. Damage from the crash amounted to $45,000 altogether. The accident remains under investigation, with charges currently pending. A police in Council Bluffs are looking for a man who they say was involved in an attempted murder late Monday afternoon. Sergeant Dave Dawson with the Council Bluffs PD said officers were called to 733 Minster at around 4:40 p.m. for a shooting that had just occurred. After they arrived, officers determined 44-year-old Sally L. Huffman of Council Bluffs had been shot by a small-caliber handgun and suffered a wound to her right ankle area. The woman was transported to Creighton Hospital in Omaha for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury. Huffman told investigators a black male about 30 to 40 years old, weighing some 500 to 600 pounds, had knocked on her door. When a woman opened the door, the suspect asked if Antoine was there. Huffman told the man she didn't know anyone by that name and closed the door on the suspect. While she went to a back room in the apartment, the suspect, who was also described as having a chipped front tooth, medium-length black hair, and was clean-shaven, came through the unlocked apartment door and confronted the woman. He produced a small-caliber gun and pointed it at Huffman's chest but did not say anything to her. The man became distracted when the woman's cat ran across the room. The sudden action caused the suspect to point the weapon in a downward direction before he fired once, striking Huffman. The man then fled from the apartment on foot in an unknown direction. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.